This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with American Impressionist painter Randall Sextant. Randall is a regular at the Telluride plein air event, now in its ninth year. He's been to seven of them and has won big each time he's been here. Hey, Randall, thanks for joining me.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
So just how young were you when you first picked up a brush? And please further describe how your father's work ethic influenced you.
He was a craftsman in the 60s and was in his workshop all the time. He made jewelry and did furniture refinishing. So he was just busy all the time, and that really impressed me when I was growing up I just thought it was normal. So that was that was how it affected me that way. And I picked up a brush, started with some watercolor and drew a lot when I was a kid, you know, used an Etch-a-Sketch and had some fun things to play with that were art-related when I was a kid growing up. So, but I didn't really start painting formally until I got to college and have been painting ever since.
Okay, thank you for that. Was there ever any question in your mind about your chosen career path? Was being a professional artist, or did it feel inevitable?
I have to say, I had a blind faith that things would work out. I was kind of a math nerd when I was a kid, too. So my parents really were hoping that I would get into engineering school. And my high school art teacher kind of came along and nudged them and said, I don't see this that often. He does have some talent there. So maybe let him go to a school that there's, you could do both. And I think that they still were wishing that I did that when I got into school. But I started off with a sculpture program and mm-hmm. graduated with a painting degree just because I had more credits and just kept at it. I've taught for years. And at one point at a school in San Francisco, I would tell the students that I didn't have that same kind of thorough art education, but I was just stubborn. I just kept to it. And really that I think that's true for a lot of different careers.
What is there, some expression about 90% perspiration, 10% vision?
There you go.
Something
right.
Along those lines.
Logging away at it, that's right.
So beyond your father and your high school teacher that you've just mentioned, could you describe your major artistic influences? I am assuming a few of those influences are some of the French Impressionists.
Well, certainly historically, we have all these other artists in art history that we look up to and incredible amount of, and really seriously, anybody that takes their art seriously, I think I admire so many different artists. French Impressionists, American artists. When I first started painting, I painted big abstract paintings. And I think two artists that stand out were Richard Diebenkorn and Fairfield Porter. Both those artists, Fairfield Porter, East Coast, in Maine, and Richard Diebenkorn out on the West Coast. And I did, especially his body of work throughout his lifetime is so varied. That was a huge inspiration. I think some of the biggest influences, personal influences, have been friends, painters, other painters, close painters. Actually, my ex-wife, first wife, was a painter as well, and we kind of came up together through our 20s and mm-hmm. mid-30s. Friends that we met together that I wound up painting with, as much like a fishing buddy with the plein air work. You go out, you paint with other people, and Paul Stempin was a dear friend, passed away in 2000, but we used to paint, mm-hmm. Three times a week for years. So some of those friends were almost bigger influences than art history, than art, other artists in my lifetime, so.
Nice. So your first visit to Telluride had nothing whatsoever to do with Telluride plein air. Talk about how you came to the region and what were your first impressions?
First impressions, I'm just blown away. I mean, it is such a beautiful place. And I mentioned my ex-wife is Kim Frosian. Her family has her uncle and her mom have property up on Wilson Mesa. And Kim and I took a road trip through the Rockies in the early 90s. I think it was 92. '92 or '93, and wound up in Telluride visiting. They had just finished a house, and I just could not believe how dimensional the landscape is, and what a wonderful town Telluride itself is. How it's family friendly and just such a healthy feeling place to be. That I just was blown away and wanted to come back as soon as I could, and I came back the following fall to paint. You know, it's just an amazing place. Yeah.
And
anybody that hasn't been there has to go.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. The sort of punchline of this conversation is obviously Telluride Plein Air, the Sheridan Art Foundation's Telluride Plein Air. It's an incredibly important event to that nonprofit. It's a fundraiser. And it has to be a lot of fun for you guys. Could you talk about the experience? I mean, you've been here 7 times in a row for that.
It's a great event to be part of. It's a wonderful cause, wonderful. The Sheridan Opera House itself is, in my mind, kind of a jewel in the Rockies here, a jewel of Telluride, and the people that both run the opera house itself. The staff is incredible.
Yep.
Anybody that is part of the supporters, people that host artists to come stay, just the event, the painting location itself. Of course, you can paint anywhere. People paint up almost all the way to Rico, but I think the majority of people. Folks paint down below near the town. It's just so gorgeous, and the 4th of July is such a fun time of year to be there. It's just such a exciting and fun holiday to be at the town.
Wonderful. Is it tiring? I mean, it must be a range of emotions that must occur in the course of the week you spend here. So describe some of that.
Well, it is. It's exhausting. To be honest, I mean, it's you push 100%. You don't, and I think most artists don't paint on that schedule from the time that they get up to the time that they go to sleep, basically all day. In their regular schedule, it's you really are ramped up to try to come up with some, because it is you have to you produce the work in the short amount of time that you're there, which is roughly a week. And they don't always come out. So you're under pressure, and it is tiring. I know the first time that I went to an event, or one of the first times I went to one of these events, I came home and slept for 24 hours.
Wow.
It's an invitation. It's a jury. This particular one is juried. So it's great quality artists. And artists from all over the country coming to put their paintbrushes forward and do what they, the best job that they can do.
Wonderful.
And it's fun. It's really fun. It's a great, there's a great camaraderie with the other artists as well. So it's not all work.
So I probably misspoke when I said you've been here 7 years in a row. You missed 2, and I'm not sure whether you were here consecutively for 7 or there were some breaks in between, but what is certain is you've been here 7 times, so you've painted a lot of the region. This time around, do you have any special subjects in mind?
I have been thinking about it, and I think one of the more magical things about painting outdoors as a plein air painter, well, at least for me, is that it works best if I don't have a plan, and it's kind of like, it's always an adventure. You know, you get out, you even if you really try to plan certain things, and you do try to do that because the light works a certain way,
mm-hmm.
you know, the sun comes up in the same place and goes down in the same place, but each day is different, and even each place feels different. For me, I really work off a lot of impulse and sort of an intuition and energy. I have to feel a certain energy to get started, and that doesn't always work the same way, or I can't plan it. So I try to just go with, you know, stay in the moment and see where the muse takes me, you know.
Okay.
As I go.
Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking to American Impressionist painter and an award-winning painter, Randall Sexton. He's returning to Telluride for the 9th annual Telluride Plein Air. It's a fundraiser for Telluride's historic Sheraton Opera House and Sheraton Arts Foundation. The artists will be spending a week in town. Look for them and say hi. Randall, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for
I appreciate it.